Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the U105 phone-in, putting the spotlight on names. I asked about Sadie Ethelyn Gronje, and there you go, Frank. I have a great-granddaughter. She's 6 months old. She's called Sadie. She's beautiful. Thank you for your great programme. Listen, thank you for listening. And Sadie, hello in the cut there. Well done, Sadie. The name is coming back if a child that young is called it. That is great to see. Now, names like, as you would have heard on the news, James and Grace have emerged as the most popular baby names in Northern Ireland. The main ones, there's nothing really exciting about the names. James, Jack, Noah, Theo. Noah and Theo, bit sort of Maud Conn, aren't they, from the last decade or so. Charlie, Oliver, Oisin, Harry, Killian and Thomas are the boys' names that are most popular in Northern Ireland. And Grace, Emily, Fia, Olivia, Isla, Aoife, Lily, Annie, Evie and Freya are very popular as well. Lily's made a real comeback. That's my mother's name. Like, and she, my mom's 93. And there you go. It is back in vogue. Has been, I think, for the last 5 years or so. But we were wondering about the Ethels and the Sadies. I don't think we have any young Ethels. Gronje seems to be slipping away. We were asking our own Gronje about that. Not as popular as it once was. But apparently, Pippa, and that might be down to royal circles. Pippa is back. Lucia is back as well, outside of Northern Ireland, these names, across the UK. And then I'm going to have to ask Kim Kelly for guidance on this one. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Kim, it's heaven spelt backwards. N-E-V-A-H. Nevea.
Yes, people love that name. It wouldn't be my favourite name, but I do think it is quite sweet, and I think the meaning behind it is nice.
Yeah, heaven. It's a lovely idea. Once you know that it is heaven,
heaven spelled
backwards. For the boys, King, Great, and Art. My goodness me, you know, there's a great line in Only Fools and Horses where Raimondo the Great is the magician, and Del Boy falls out with him, grabs him by the throat, and he says, "Listen here, Raimondo, or should I just call you Great?" You know, you wouldn't want to be called Great, would you?
Well, it does leave you with a bit of a legacy. I think if you're going to be called great, you have to be great, really, don't you? It's very hard if you're given these terribly fancy names. Like if you're called Beyonce, for instance, and you're a little bit plain and, you know, big thick glasses and you're a bit of a bookworm. You know, it doesn't really work. I think you're setting your child up for a lifetime of, I don't even know the word.
Slagging, you know, unfortunately.
Slagging.
I'm just thinking with great, you know, if you were called great, you'd probably be nicknamed Cinders because you'd always be in the great. Boom, boom. However. That's good. That just came to me there. But there are a lot of, we have to keep in mind, there are some Beyonces and I suppose Nikita's listening, and they'll all be a certain age. The Nikita's will be in their 30s now. The Beyoncé's probably are in their 20s. Kylie's are in their 40s. But, you know, mommy and daddy were, I suppose, big fans at the time.
Which I think is fine, funny. I was thinking about names that you never hear these days. Well, you hear, but not for babies. When was the last time you heard of a little baby Nigel or a Neela or a Keith? Never. What about twins called Judith and Gary? bearing in mind that Judith is my middle name. Or what about twins called Malcolm and Wendy? You would never hear that these days. No. But yet those names, it's so good. And it is just so funny, isn't it? Like, you would never hear of, you know, wee baby Joyce. But yet Joyce is a lovely name. We're just waiting for these to come back in fashion.
But just on the Joyce thing, let me stop you there, because it paints a picture. I always would have thought of Eutha, I think her name was Eutha Joyce, was that came to mind from a comedy program years ago. I'm not sure what her first name was, but I think her first name was Eutha or something similar. And she was a lady who I suppose went through life with a few challenges as an actress. And so it always took away from the name Joyce to me. But then I met Joyce, who you know, the hairdresser who's been on the TV. Joyce was, like, she's so amazingly good looking.
She's like Pamela Anderson. I know, funny, I used to always talk about my friend Joyce, and I said, oh, I'm going to bring Joyce along. And one of my male friends said to me, Kim, I was expecting a sort of middle-aged lady with glasses and a perm, and then, you know, Joyce stepped out of the lift, and, you know, she's beautiful. It's so funny. But yet, to me, Joyce is a gorgeous name because of her, and she's like an angel.
Yeah, but when I was first introduced to her, she said her name was Joyce, and I almost said to her, you don't look like a Joyce.
You don't look like a Joyce, yeah. It is funny, you do sort of associate names with people. I've actually been writing a little story about this for our website at Mighty Woman. Apparently there's going to be more Disney names after Molly May called her daughter Bambi. Oh. Of course, we know she's married to Mr. Fury, so it's Bambi Fury. But I think that's quite sweet, Bambi Fury, no? And of course, no, you're not loving Bambi Fury.
No.
And of course, then we look at other baby names inspired by Disney, and we have Belle and Nala and Ariel, Flynn, Elsa, Dash. Isn't Dash a nice name?
Dash is a lovely name for a dog, but don't call your child Ariel.
Ariel's lovely.
What you might call Daz for the rest of her life?
I think it's quite sweet. I don't know. There is a sort of snobby thing about this too. I mean, people, if you go on to the likes of Mumsnet, you know, they want all children to be called Anna and Emma, basically. They don't want anything apart from that. But I think people do have the right to call their kid, you know, weird stuff if they want.
Well, yeah, and the willows, the meadows, the oceans, the bears, the forests and the storms have all made the list. You know, here's our twins, Willow and Meadow. Really good names. I've not been patronising here, but really good names for cats, Willow and Meadow, in my opinion.
I mean, they're nice, but it's not Judith and Gary.
No, and Judith and Gary, we don't want those either. What about Rome? People are calling their babies after places like Rome, Vienna, Brooklyn, Dallas, India, Points Pass.
Quite sweet. Points Pass would be a beautiful name, I think. Let's bring that up. Points Pass.
I know, but it's daft. You know, imagine, you know, you have to stand up to make a speech, and you say, "Good morning. My name is Dallas." You know,
I think Dallas is fine if your last name is like Fury, but when it, you know, goes, if your last name is McLaughlin, it doesn't quite work as well, you know. You know, it just sounds a little bit flat, maybe. You know, it sounds flat. But there definitely is a snobby sort of element to it. I don't know if any of your listeners remember, about 10 years ago, maybe more, in the papers, there was a couple from Ballymena, and they named their child Jay-Z. Now, I can't remember what they called the other one. It was something along those lines. I often wondered, whatever happened to that baby? I mean, he must be in his teens.
Well, Jay-Z, if you're listening, good morning to you. Do give us a ring, 0289-033-105, if you're not at school. Well, I think that's pretty cool. If Jay-Z's listening, that'd be great.
Jay-Z. I think it's funny. I think it's cute. I do think it's cute whenever I hear a name that I haven't heard before. I'm actually doing another little story here, and the girl, it was called Lacey Lou. Isn't that lovely? Lacey Lou.
Is Lacey Lou local or not?
She is, yeah, she's from Belfast. I was just looking at her name there. She's been nominated for an award. And I was just looking, Lacey Lou, isn't that so cute? And because she's such a pretty and cute and nice child who does a lot of work for charity as well, it really suits her.
Lacey Lou, good morning. Good morning to you. Parents who are creative, like at the end of the day, you know, my mother, my first name isn't even Frank. I don't even have Frank as a name, but I was called Frank all my life because, you know, I was christened John Anthony Francis. I was called John after my uncle Anthony, after the saint, and Francis after my father, who wasn't even called Francis. He was called Frank. And I wanted to be called Frank. And my mother used to add on loads of little, you know, baby names when she'd be putting me to bed at night. Yeah, like, say, come on now, John Anthony Francis, Honey Buns, Rupert, Honey Bunch and Bubbles, Mommy's wee boy, you're going to bed now.
I think you should call yourself that now. I think it is nice of it to have, you know, a name that stands out. I was once married to a man called Cahill McNaughton. I don't know if anybody listening knows him. He's from Cushendall.
He's a photographer.
He's a photographer. Now, his father is also called Cahill McNaughton. His best friend is also called Cahill McNaughton. The postman in Cushendall is also called Cahill McNaughton. They were once in the car. Now, this is back years ago, and they were stopped by the police, and there was four of them in the car called Cahill McNaughton. But that's very common. Round the glens of Antrim, of course, you can't just be called that. You then need your nickname. So you'd be the like of Frog McNaughton or Bill Turbot McNaughton, or, you know, those kind of nicknames.
Or Kim McNaughton.
Well, I'm Kim McNaughton. That's one of my names. That's one of my names. But I didn't have a nickname, but I would have been, if I was explaining who I was, I'd be like, oh, you know, Frog, that's my father-in-law.
Frog. It's a bit like the McAteers and Ballyholen outside Newry. You know, they've all got nicknames as well. I'm just thinking, you know, as I think of Kim McNaughton, she doesn't look the same as Kim Kelly in my eyes.
McNaughton is a little bit more serious, isn't she?
Kim McNaughton looks like a dentist, whereas, you know, Kim Kelly looks like you look like.
A bit more fun, a little bit more fun. But of course, that's not my name. I am Kim Adjei, A-D-J-E-Y.
Oh, that's a great name.
I am Kim Adjei. I never liked it. Now, I know there are a few, but I grew up, of course, as we know, in North Antrim, called Kim Adjei, with a sister called Zoe Adjei. So we sounded, I remember people used to say to me in school whenever I was little, they used to go, are your parents foreign? Like, you would never say that to a child now. And I remember just being mortified, just absolutely mortified. It is, of course, a Huguenot French name.
Yeah.
But I used to be mortified at being called Kim Adjei.
Well, just looking at those names we were mentioning earlier, like Rome Adjei or Vienna Adjei, Brooklyn Adjei, Dallas Adjei, India Adjei would sort of work.
No, there's too many A's. My sister kept her name. She kept Zoe Adjei, even whenever she got married. But I didn't. As soon as I got married, I changed to Kim Kelly, and I've never, ever gone back to it.
Was Mr. Kelly your first partner?
He was my first husband, yes.
And then Mr. McNaughton?
And then Mr. McNaughton.
And following you on social media, it looks like as if there could be a third.
There could be a third, yes.
Yeah, it could be.
But I don't know, could I change my name again?
I just discovered on a night out recently, correct me if I'm wrong, that your current partner is an ex-Manchester City footballer.
That's right, yes, he is.
I see that.
He is, a long time ago, yeah.
He was on the books at Man City. We will say no more.
Back in the day. But yes, it is, all these names are a little bit confusing. And I can tell how somebody knows me by, you know, if they call me Kim Adjei, Kim Kelly or Kim McNaughton. I can tell what period of my life they're from.
And are you happy with Kim? Kim, you never wanted to be Kimberly or Mikado?
No, I don't understand why Kim hasn't come back into fashion with the Kardashians. I mean, you never hear of a little baby Kim. You just don't hear of it. But, like, why not?
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why, Kim. Between you and the Kardashians, you've ruined it.
I think it's a nice... Well, an awful lot of dogs were called Kim back
this
in the day.
This is true. This is true. It's a good name
They're
for a pet.
They're all called Kim. It's a great name for a pet. But it is funny. This sort of name trend is funny. I love talking about people's names and all the funny choices. So
you've been writing about it. Where can we read that?
On mightywomanni.co.uk, I've been writing about babies' names because it is one of my pet things. So this goes out to everybody called Judith and Gary.
Judith and Gary's across the country. Judith and Gary's, good morning to you. You've taken a bit of stick today, but you're not on the top 10 list. Neither is Kim and neither is Frank. Right, 11:45. Kim, thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.